Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. Here's your host, Dr. B. Richard Ferguson.
Of all the things people pray for, there's only one prayer that God hears. Just one. Of all the motives we have for prayer, only one is valid. Any other motive, and God won't listen to the prayer. But if we discover that motive, it opens up a universe of things we can pray for that God is more than eager to grant us with staggering generosity. And every time we pray anything with that motive, it draws us a little nearer to God. Today, James will teach us what that motive is. Second category has to do with the reason for your prayers, the motive. Why are you praying what you're praying? And we saw this in chapter 4 of James. So that first one we saw in chapter 1. Here in chapter 4, verse 3, remember he said, when you ask, you don't receive because you ask with the wrong motives, that you might spend what you get on your pleasures? You have friendship with the world? What he's saying there is, if you're so in love with the world that you're looking at this earthly thing, this thing you're praying for, like healing or, you know, whatever you're praying for, and you're saying, I have to have that in order to be happy, that's your attitude, God will never say yes to that prayer because you've turned that thing into an idol. And he's not going to help you get your idols. So you just guarantee that God's not going to say yes to that prayer when you think that thing is the source of my joy instead of God being the source of my joy. And I only want that thing in order to enjoy God more. So the reason why you pray, the motive for why you're asking for what you're asking, is a big factor of whether God will say yes or no to the prayer. For a prayer to be answered, it has to be for the purpose of seeking greater closeness with God, greater enjoyment of God, and glorifying His name. And if it's not for that purpose, you have no business praying it. We should never pray for anything unless the reason is to glorify God's name or to increase my love for Him so that I can enjoy God and have greater delight in God, not this thing that I'm asking for, but God Himself. If that's not the purpose of your prayer, don't pray it. Don't pray. Why would we pray for anything else? Your kingdom come. That's what matters. Your will be done. That's what matters. Nothing else matters. A very short segment for today's episode, but it's a principle that's too important to just throw in with another point. God will not answer your prayers if your motive in praying the prayer is anything other than the purposes of the kingdom of God. Now, does that mean you can't pray for money to pay your bills, or for physical healing, or to do well in a job interview? No. No, you can pray for anything you want. But the more we want better things, the more God will give us what we want. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Just as you would say no to your kids if they asked for something that wasn't good for them, God's the same way. And so the most important way to improve your prayers is to improve your desires. The more pleasing your desires are to God, the more He'll grant them. And the desires that please God are the ones that place a high premium on eternal things. Is it okay to pray for a new car? Yes, if your reason for doing that has to do with kingdom purposes. Can you pray for the money to go on a fun vacation? Sure, as long as you have a spiritually sound reason for wanting to go on the vacation. Maybe to take delight in God's creation in a greater way, or to improve your family relationships, or anything that aids in your spiritual progress. But if I want to go on a vacation or get a new job or a new car or anything else for the same reasons an atheist wants to do those things, why would God answer those prayers? Take time today and tomorrow to evaluate your strongest desires, the desires that drive your prayers. And talk to God about whether some of those desires need to change so they're about His kingdom instead of yours. Our Father, hallowed be Your name. Please, let it be hallowed. Make it happen. Let it be revered and honored in my heart and in millions of other hearts. May more and more people tremble at Your name in deep reverence. May Your kingdom come. It's already established. Millions around the world bow the knee to King Jesus, whom you raised from the dead and seated at your right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. You placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church. So your kingdom has come already in great measure, but there's still countless millions who refuse to bow the knee. They dishonor you and your son. The creation itself writhes under the curse in brokenness. Hasten the day when your kingdom will come in all its fullness, and every knee bows and every tongue confesses that Jesus Christ is Lord to your glory. Then your desires will be carried out on earth like they are now in heaven. Let that happen more and more, even now, especially in my heart. I want to become obsessed with your will, so it's all that matters to me. Help me get there, Lord. And when I pray for daily bread, forgiveness of sins, and protection from temptation, may it always be with those first three requests as the goal, your name revered, your kingdom established, and your will carried out on earth.
Thank you for listening. If you found today's episode edifying, why not share it with a friend? This season of the Food for Your Soul podcast features excerpts from our sermon series on the book of James. 50 expository sermons covering every verse. You can find those and hundreds of other sermons for free download on drichardferguson.com. And if you like listening on your phone, get our free mobile app. Install the Church One app from the Play Store and select Food for Your Soul.
Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.